This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. In an election dominated by Republicans, there were only a few scattered bright spots for Democrats this week. One of them happened in Dallas County. Political rookie Victoria Nyave upended a Republican incumbent, Kenneth Sheets, in Texas' most expensive statehouse race. Victoria Nyave, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So what's it like to be the Democrat who won?
You know, when they were posting the numbers, we were surrounded by supporters and at the time did not know which way the presidential election was going to go. And so we were very excited when we heard the results about our race. And as the night progressed and we started hearing about the possibility of Trump being our president, the mood changed. We knew that this election means a lot more now than ever. We've got to work very, very hard.
It's been a couple of days since the election. I'm wondering if it is in some ways bittersweet for you.
Yes, it absolutely is bittersweet. And I think it makes me want to work even harder because having a Trump presidency and the impact of that in our community, the impact on families in our community, undocumented families, people of Latinos, African Americans, everybody who's been attacked by Trump, I really feel a big obligation, a sense of responsibility to be another voice in our legislature.
You're a kid from Pleasant Grove. I wonder when you were growing up, did you like dream of being a politician?
I come from a working class family. I grew up, like you said, in the barrio in Pleasant Grove. I volunteered on a campaign for Regina Montoya Coggins, who ran for Congress back in the day. And I was in high school at the time, and I got some of my friends, and we went to go knock on doors for her. And I think another part of it was going to Ursuline Academy from Pleasant Grove. There were three of us at the time, and commuted about an hour to get there. And just seeing the wealth gap, that really opened up my eyes to the wealth gap in our city and the importance of education, because a lot of the students that I went to school with, their parents were attorneys, doctors, they were business people, and they had gone to college. And I was the first in my family to go to college. And so to me, I really realized the importance of education and investment in our public schools, because not everybody would have that opportunity to get the education that I did. And that's why education is such a big piece, making sure that we take care and invest in our public schools for our children.
Your race was the most expensive house race in the entire state. What kind of impact does that have on the way you'll represent the district in Austin?
We knew we were going up against the big special interests, the big insurance company industry, the payday lenders that were backing our opponent. One thing that we did and worked hard to do was to build coalitions and bridges with people regardless of party. We talked about education, about increasing the minimum wage, and about the issues. And even though we were outraised probably by 2-1, what we had was we had people. We had people involved in our campaign that had never been involved before. We're out there helping us knock on doors.
How does the Democratic Party reinvent itself?
Our party has been working very hard. I think the party needs to analyze the numbers, look and see where we lost votes across the state and see what needs to be done to be able to make sure that we turn out the vote. But I think Hillary's numbers here in Texas showed that there is opportunity. And it's not necessarily about turning Texas blue. I think it's about making sure that we have more people running for office. And so the candidates who ran and did a great job showed the number of Democrats that live in the district or that were willing to vote for Democratic views.
Victoria Nyave, congratulations on your victory, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.